After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know.
Well, this sucks.
It's the best way to put it.
The news we were dreading. It's been confirmed by Adrian Wojnarowski. Malik Monk, the sprained MCL, he's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks for the Sacramento Kings. This comes off the heels of learning that Kevin Huerter is out for the season with the shoulder surgery, and now the Kings are in a tough spot trying to fight for their play-in lives with 9 games to go. First things first, Morgan, I just feel so bad for Malik Monk.
That is the, like, When I ultimately say, God, this sucks, my first thought truly goes to him, what he's probably feeling right now. He's such a competitor. He is so much of the soul to this team. He's such a vibe. And to see someone that obviously plays the game with so much joy go down when this is the time that this team needs him most, it's really tough. And I can only imagine how he feels in this situation.
Yeah, and you think about his journey, right? A lottery pick, almost out of the league at one point, has revitalized his career the last couple of years, starting once he got to Lakers and coming to Sacramento the last 2 seasons. And this year, one of the leaders for Sixth Man of the Year. He's been unbelievable off the Kings bench, but it's not just a bench guy. This guy's closing games. And I think it's safe to say he's their third best player this year.
Yeah.
This is a huge blow. And I feel for him because he is going into, you know, a free agency. He's going to be a hot free agent. And from a Sacramento perspective, I hope that wasn't the last time we saw Malik Monk play a game in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Like, these are all things you think about.
No, and like when you really put it in that way, it sucks even more, right? And I know now too, when you look at everything and you just look at what he's brought to Sacramento, you just hope that the Kings can find a way to keep him here because he is special to this team, not only off the court, obviously, with how he's connected with this fan base. And I mean, has like the fastest selling jersey in the team store, but then what he's been able to contribute on the floor, the leap he has taken in his game, it will be so missed in these weeks. And just who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think he has proven to people around the league that he's much more than just some guy that can get points off the bench. He could do that. He scored 20 or more in a game this season, 25 times for the Sacramento Kings. But he's got 37 games with 5-plus assists. He's a playmaker. He's a legit threat in the pick-and-roll game. And the other thing he provides this group that I think at times it lacks is just confidence. This guy does not get shook. He's going to miss shots. He's going to keep shooting. He's going to keep playing because he's been through shit. He's been through some tough times at adversity, and so I think they're going to miss that big time on the floor.
And I think the leap that I really want to point out that he's taken in this last year, because you talk about, you know, the energy and everything else that he can bring out there. It, he did such a good job of finding a way to play with so much discipline yep. this season. You know, there was a lot of chaotic energy last year where you would even see with his playmaking, maybe the ball would go out of bounds here. You'd see some turnovers here. He cleaned up his game so much and has just provided so much winning basketball on the floor with those numbers, with the assists, and then obviously adding those points as well.
And someone that wasn't scared to go dunk on somebody's head.
Oh my God.
Need some nasty dunks this year. So Kings have to move on. And it's so cliche in sports, like next man up. Well, the Kings are in a tough spot. We mentioned Monk, Herter out for the season. Lyles is still not back. Sasha is still not back. And so that bench is starting to get thin. And you look at that Kings bench right now, it's Davion Mitchell. Mm-hmm. It's Chris Duarte, mm-hmm. Alex Len, Kessler Edwards. Who else could they go to down the stretch? This is a tough situation for the Kings. I was looking at a couple of things. Because the first thing that comes to mind, there are shots open now, right?
Yeah.
There are shot attempts out there for someone who wants him. Keon Ellis looked like he was being a more aggressive last game. I love seeing that. But Harrison Barnes and Keegan Murray need to use this as an amazing opportunity. I was looking at some numbers this year. When Harrison Barnes takes 14 or more shots in a game, the Kings are 6-2.
Love it.
When he scores 17 or more in a game this season, the Kings are 13-3.
Hell yeah.
Keegan Murray, when he takes 17 or more shots in a game, and he can let it fly, especially with some of the looks he gets, the Kings are 9-3 this year when he does that. When Keegan scores 20 or more in a game, the Kings are at 11-5 this year. So the recipe to me, of course, things change when you don't have the creation of someone like Malik Monk, who's able to be a threat in the pick and roll game, get in the paint, collapse defense, and spread out for three. It changes things. But someone like Harrison Barnes is a guy you can give the rock to and go make something happen. Go attack.
The number one thing I hear when I hear those numbers, be aggressive.
Yep.
It's be aggressive. It's, I think sometimes with these guys in their offense, they rely so much on their guys. Domas, De'Aaron, have your game. Do what you need to do. You know, we'll make sure we do what we need to do. It doesn't need to be a catch and shoot three. It doesn't need to be, no. No. It needs to be not just you moving without the basketball either. It needs to be you taking the rock and taking it hard to the basket. Yes. It needs to be you looking for yours in the mid-range game, or maybe it's a pull-up jumper baseline, wherever it is going to be on the floor. We've seen both these two names that you just mentioned in Harrison Barnes and Keegan Murray, when they are aggressive, not just because of the numbers, but when they are aggressive, you just see a different flow, a different confidence with the entire team.
These guys can't be passive. Okay. We cannot have stretches now in the final nine games. We're going, are we noticing Keegan out there tonight? Are we noticing Harrison Barnes out there? No, they have to look for theirs. I mean, what do you have to lose at this point? I mean, everything. You can be out of the plane.
Everything.
But my point is, like, this is it. Like, you can sit around and feel bad for yourself. Oh, you lost a couple of games to Dallas. Oh, we're all banged up. No, go out there and compete. There's still an opportunity here. The Kings are going to be in a play-in situation.
Yeah.
And that means you're going to have to face Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Beal, or maybe it's LeBron and AD. Maybe it's Steph Curry. Maybe it's the Houston Rockets coming out of nowhere. But the reality is, on any given night, you can win a game and get a first-round series. It seems like it's going to be unlikely to me that they're going to get out of the play-in without Malik Monk. That's just how I feel.
I get
Unless one of these guys steps up. If Davion Mitchell, we talk about him, too, coming off the bench.
Yeah.
He's got to look to be more aggressive, too, and he's showing more signs of that. I want more Davion in attack mode.
And he has been showing more of that. And even in that last Mavs game when he was coming off the bench and Mike Brown had to go with three guards and Keon Ellis, De'Aaron Fox, and Davion Mitchell, you're like, well, who's going to be aggressive here? I felt like everyone wanted to play, at least in that first half, and they were being aggressive. Davion was taking it to the rack. He's got to remain doing that, especially, you know, he is an undersized guard, but can he be someone that is getting those floaters and making those contributions on the offensive end?
What a difference 1 year makes, man.
Oh, yeah.
A year ago, we're just, hey, the Kings clinched a playoff spot. After 16 years, a year later, Kings aren't playing as well. Injuries galore, and now they're fighting for a play-in.
That's why you enjoy every second. That's why you enjoy health. You enjoy every good moment.
Well, we'll see how the Kings respond Sunday against the Utah Jazz. Morgan, we love you guys, but we gots to go.
See ya.
Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, they tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, the podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.